Are you ready to wake up to a new you? Welcome to the radio that empowers you to heal you. Keisha Ewers is here to share 25 years of frontline medicine, bringing you the newest medical research, tempered with the holistic wisdom of Ayurveda. All so you can be the best you can be. And now your host, Keisha Ewers.
And welcome to Healthy You Radio, everybody. This is Keisha Ewers, your wellness coach and advisor for today. And hi, Valerie.
Good afternoon.
We are actually a radio network now.
I know. We're here on a Tuesday.
And we're here on a Tuesday. So we're all health of all kinds every day now, Monday through Friday. On Mondays, you can catch Mind Matters Radio with Ajayan. So yesterday, he interviewed Rick Hansen, who's the author of Buddha's Brain. Tuesdays, we'll have advice from Dr. Sean Fryer of the Balanced Spine. So stay tuned. He'll be coming in. And functional fitness wisdom from our fitness experts at Heroics Fitness. Plus some parenting tips from our in-house counselor at Fern Life Center, Nicole Laurent. And my health tip of the week. So you can expect that on Tuesdays from now on in. And then on Wednesday, it'll remain the same. Interviews from the most innovative thinkers of our time. And then Thursdays will be our spiritual health day, metaphysical day with our Eastern astrologer, Melanie Farmer, and our Western astrologer, Shannon Garcia, and find out what the difference is on Thursday. Develop your intuition and learn what your dreams are telling you with our weekly Thursday guest intuitive, Sunny Young. Fridays will be Living Yoga with Robin Rothenberg and Pure Ambrosia Radio with Elise Hecker. So it's a dynamic lineup, which all kinds of health, right? Emotional, physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental. Because tomorrow my guest is Tom Watson from King County. He's our eco-consumer guide expert. I didn't even know King County had one of those, so I'm so excited to talk to him. He's going to talk about environmental toxicity. So today, let's start off with wisdom and health advice from the world of chiropractic medicine with Dr. Sean Fryer of Balanced Spine. Welcome, Dr. Fryer.
Hi, thanks for having me on. This is going to be great.
It's going to be great. Every Tuesday at this time, everybody, you get to hear from this remarkable man that I've been referring patients to for, I don't know, a couple of years now, right?
Yeah, I think it's been at least a couple of years.
Yeah. So I know that you have a new book out.
Yes.
And you want to tell everybody about that?
Yeah, the book is called Wellness is Simple because, you know, but trying to find out what you need to do for your health a lot of times can be difficult and daunting. And I wanted to kind of boil it down to some really simple tips that I can give to people or they can read about that can have an impact on their health and their life. And I've set it up so that they can't lose. You know, one of the things I tell my patients all the time is if you're not getting enough water and you add one more ounce of water during your day, by definition, you're healthier because your body requires that. And so it's packed with those kind of things. And it's really simple. It's an easy read. It's not going to take you days and days to go through the book. And that way there's another accomplishment there because a lot of people need to have kind of a way of making sure they accomplish something so they can say, hey, I finished the book and now I have more knowledge on what's required to be healthier and more well.
And that is so true because if you set people up for success, then it will regenerate itself into more success, right?
Right, and they just keep building it and building it and building it as they go along.
Great. What are some other simple changes that you can make that are going to impact your life?
You know, there's 15 in the book, and I don't think we have time to go over all of them in here now, but the first couple, making sure that people are breathing more deeply. It's one of the things that I think people miss a lot in their lives. A lot of us do spend too much time sitting and slouching, and so it's really difficult to actually breathe deeply when you do that. And I talk to people about it all the time. Just sometimes when a patient comes in and they look down or they look like they're not feeling well or they're complaining about a couple of things, and I just ask them to sit up taller, take 3 or 4 deep breaths, and I've yet to come across someone that didn't feel at least a little bit better just from doing that. We need that motion in our lungs. We need that oxygen. There's nothing more important to a human being than getting oxygen in. And so if they're not getting a full breath at all during their day, they're going to suffer with virtually anything that can occur from that. On top of that, I talk about setting goals and taking daily action and trying to make them really simple. Like, I'm going to get out of bed with a smile on my face. Or I'm not going to let whatever pain or suffering that I have or whatever ailment that I have affect me as much as it has in the past. Or I'm going to hug my wife this morning. Or I'm going to, you know, try to help somebody cross the street, whatever it may be. And that giving and setting those actions, really simple ones, can make a huge impact on your health, the person that you help, and everybody around you. The biggest one that I think a lot of people don't sit down and say, okay, well, let's check that off. I breathe better. I drink more water. I need to get up and take work breaks, is our relationship to gravity. And I'm probably going to talk a lot about that as you have me on, but it's a real passion of mine. Our brains use more than 90% of their energy on a moment-to-moment basis to fight gravity. So the more distorted your body is, the less energy that's left available over for things like thinking, metabolizing, and healing. And Roger Sperry won the 1981 Nobel Prize for that work, so it must be true. And I see it all the time in my practice. The more distorted someone's posture is, either by their choosing or what they do, by sitting and slouching and not exercising, on top of their body breaking down because of the things we do over our lifetime or because of accidents, that has a huge impact on their health. And I explain to a lot of people, and I know, Keisha, you have things that, you know, you can just tell somebody to do certain things, and if they do it, they're going to see a response. They're going to see something happen. But there's things that you teach them or you do with them when you see them, just like myself, that it has to come from a little bit from without, where you're guiding them through a process. And for me, that's correcting their body back into balance. And if I can get it back to where it should be, then their body has a better chance to relate properly to gravity, so there's less stress, so we don't have that other thing on top of there to have them deal with.
You know, it's very true. If your body is focusing on a place of injury or inflammation somewhere else, then it has less energy to go about its daily processes. And so I know that you're having a colleague from the Balanced Spine come on in a couple of weeks to talk about just something as simple as how you know if your head's positioned on your
right.
neck properly, right? Your
right.
posture. So I'm excited for some of these tips that you're going to be sharing with everybody coming up.
And I kind of set it up so that we can kind of build from week to week. I want to start today off as, you know, just real, like I said, some real simple things that people can do, but then building a little bit more specifically so that the people that are listening and hopefully following through this whole segment as we go along kind of get a sense of what we're about and the fact that there's help out there for them.
So we're doing the Buddha's advice, which is the beginner's mind, right?
Right.
Today's the beginning, and then we'll build on it. So why don't you go ahead and give some information? I know that we were going to give one of your book out.
Yeah, the book that I wrote is called Wellness is Simple, and I'd like to be able to give one of those out. I don't know what the best way to go about doing that is, whether we have somebody call in or... I don't know. I'm open to a suggestion.
Here's the easiest way to do it. So
sure.
Everybody listening right now, I want you to listen to Dr. Fryer's phone number that he's about to give you. And the fifth caller that calls in actually gets a free copy of his book.
Awesome. The phone number is 425-369-1040. And so I guess the fifth caller coming in, and I would also welcome people that if they like what they're saying or they'd like to have get a chance to know if we can help them or if they have some questions about chiropractic or the real specific type of chiropractic that we practice in our practice, can call. And we always offer people to come in for an initial consultation at no charge so they can see if we can help them, because sometimes that's a scary thing.
Excellent.
A lot of people don't necessarily know what chiropractic is or know specifically what we do at the Balanced Spine, because we practice a very specific type of chiropractic called NUCA, where we work at the very top of the neck, which is where your posture controls itself from. And just like Dr. Shulman's going to be speaking in a couple of weeks on this segment, is going to talk about whether your head's on straight, because the position of your head and neck determines everything else. So if it's off from an accident or an injury or repeated insults,
or craning
then,
forward to see a computer screen all the time,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I think that's
the repeated insult. That's what happens.
Right.
When people do that, you know, Aristotle said a long time ago that we are what we repeatedly do. And if you repeatedly do that to yourself, your body is going to create that position. There is help, though. If we can get the body back and teach it back to its normal position again, it can stay.
That's muscle memory, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Muscle memory, nervous system memory, and then unfortunately, the longer you leave it there, the more your structure tries to create that, the more that your body says, okay, you want me to stay in this position, I'm going to make it solid, so I'm going to create arthritis in that area. It's harder to change, not impossible, but harder to change when you're there. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we encourage, you know, people of all ages, if they think that they might be out of alignment, out of balance, it's a real simple, gentle way of correcting it that we do in our office. So
now I've had this done before.
Yeah.
And it's really wonderful. So I just want to tell all my listeners out there that I have a confession to make, Dr. Fryer. I actually didn't believe very much in chiropractic when I met you, because when you're stretching those ligaments, you know, it's like a rubber band, maybe they don't come back into shape.
Right.
But NuCA doesn't do that. And so I've actually had my 12-year-old daughter in to see Dr. Sean, and he fixed her right up after a little cheerleading accident she had.
Yeah.
And he's done the same for me, too, from those repeated straining forward, looking at the computer screen, you know, repetitive motion thing. So he's amazing. And you have two different locations for people to access, and you take insurance. You want to give those locations?
Yes, we do. We have a location in Issaquah. It's right off of I-90 on exit number 17, and then we have a location in the northern part of Bellevue/southern part of Redmond, just off of 24th, so right next to the Microsoft campus, so right next to Head Carrying Forward headquarters, I guess we could say.
Perfect location.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, and I look forward to talking to you next Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you so much. And like I said, the fifth caller coming in can get that book, and hopefully it'll help somebody out quite a bit.
And why don't you give that website so that people can look you up also?
Sure. You can go to, we have two websites, one for the book, which is wellnessissimple.com, or you can also go to our clinic locations, which is thebalancedwithaned.spine.com.
All right. And they're both full of information.
They are both full of information for people.
All right.
Lots of ways to contact us from there as well.
Thanks, Dr. Sean, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thank you.
So coming up, what health problem has the most profound and far-reaching problem in our country today? Stay right here and find out on the Health Tip of the Week. This is Healthy You Radio, and Keisha Ewers.
Information provided on the Healthy You radio show is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for the advice provided by your physician or other healthcare professional. You should not use the information from the broadcast of the radio show for diagnosing or treating a health problem, disease, or prescribing any medication or other treatment.
Balance your body, mind, and soul with a reformulated line of Ayurvedic body creams from the Fern Life Center's Fern Simples collection. Fern Simples body creams are handcrafted locally using essential oils to pacify your dosha and tone your skin. Gain your perfect health with the Fern Simples collection's Ayurvedic body creams at the Fern Life Center in Issaquah. Call today, 425-391-FERN.
Imagine your physician prescribed you soothing synchronized massages from two therapists, a tension-easing treatment that relieves anxiety, ringing in the ears, and insomnia, detoxifying steam treatments, or a diet prepared in-house for your unique needs. Experience what the people of India use to stay young and vibrant. The Panchakarma Therapy Program at Fern Life Center cleanses your body, mind, and spirit to achieve perfect health through the ancient Eastern medical wisdom of Ayurveda. Prepare your body for the change of seasons and melt away hidden stress with the Panchakarma treatment from Fern Life Center. Call 425-391-FERN or visit us in Issaquah to schedule your appointment with Keisha Ewers for your first consultation. Find out more information online at www.fernlifecenter.com. Fern Life Center's Panchakarma Therapy. Detox, relax, and heal. Mention this ad and get a free detoxifying steam treatment with any regular massage. Good until the end of May. I believe in miracles.
Miracles happen.
There are miracles big and small. Life is a miracle.
You are a miracle.
You are a miracle. You are a miracle.
Healthy You Radio brings you the stories of healing that give you inspiration and hope. Join Keisha Ewers, ARNP, and friends every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 1 p.m. Part of the Healthy You Radio Network. So discover your miracles on radio that empowers you to heal you. Healthy You Radio.
I believe in miracles.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio, everybody. This is Keisha Ewers. And if you can't catch us at 1 o'clock every day, you can actually listen to the archived shows at healthyyouradio.com. Or you can get on to tweetchat.com and put in the hashtag, which is a pound sign, and Healthy You Radio. And you can listen to the conversation, participate with the conversation, ask questions. And our Twitter bug, Donna Frent, actually will tweet back to you. Or you can download us, or however you say it, is it upload or download? Anyway, it's podcasting.
You say that, you've asked me that before.
I know, I can never remember the terminology,
but you can
uploading
say
or
one.
Downloading.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can catch the shows on podcasting and listen to us while you're working out or while you're waiting for your kids at the soccer games. There are a lot of different ways for you to pick up on Healthy You Radio besides 1 o'clock every day. So before we went to break, I asked you a question. What problem has the most profound and far-reaching issue in our country today? What is it? Do you know, Valerie? What health problem has the most far-reaching implications today that we're dealing with?
Obesity?
Yeah!
Yay!
You know what? We're creating a new term,
though. That's not
though.
A hard one, though.
I know, right? We're creating a new term, and it's called diabesity. Dr. Mm-hmm. Mark Hyman, I think, is the first one that coined this term. Diabesity is actually a merging of two words. We have a huge diabetes problem in this country and obesity. And several years ago, a term was kind of coined for a syndrome of different diseases. It's called metabolic syndrome, or syndrome X, as it was first called. And with this syndrome, you actually have high blood sugar, or what they call pre-diabetes. You also have some obesity. In other words, your waist size is over a certain circumference. You have high blood pressure. You have high cholesterol. And if you fall into this metabolic syndrome category, then you're at higher risk for things like Alzheimer's and cancer, particularly GI cancer, colon cancer, as well as the regular heart disease and those pieces. So strokes, it's not a pretty picture. And when you walk around outside in our country, you see a lot of people that fall into this category. So some of the symptoms, you know, I can ask my patients, do you feel exhausted all the time? Are you overweight? Do you have too much belly fat? Do you have symptoms of a yeast imbalance or skin problems like eczema or rashes or dry, scaly, itchy skin? Have you ever been told you have pre-diabetes or insulin resistance or metabolic syndrome or hypoglycemia? Elevated cholesterol, blood pressure, triglycerides, all these things are kind of like the normal right now in Western medicine. So if they answer yes to any of these things, then we start looking at it from this angle of this term, diabesity. So it's kind of a scary term because it comes in various forms and it affects over 1 billion people worldwide. It's a massive global problem. And our current approach to prevention and treatment is not working because millions more are affected every year in this kind of dramatic increase of a condition that used to be really rare. And of course, we can point to the causative factor, which is our intake of sugary drinks. I mean, how many people are sucking on Red Bull now?
Yeah, I know.
Teenagers,
it's taken over.
And so you look at that and you say, well, it's a no-brainer why childhood diabetes is on the rise. It's because of this kind of stuff, right? So diabesity is the leading cause of most chronic disease in the 21st century. And with that, I mentioned, you know, dementia and cancer, all of those things can go up as far as your risks. So it causes sexual dysfunction, nerve problems, eye problems. So why is this happening? And why is it that we're not asking the question, and why are we only chasing symptoms? Because one of the things that we're doing right now in Western medicine to treat diabetes is we're giving drugs. We're asking people to go on an American Dietetic Association diet, which is lower in sugar, and you're supposed to count your starches and things like that. And then we're giving medication. But those medications are lowering blood sugar. Like insulin, right? It lowers blood sugar. We're lowering high blood pressure with antihypertensive drugs, and we're lowering cholesterol with statins and thinning the blood with aspirin. Well, all of our attention, as you can see, is being wound up in chasing a symptom because all of those things are just symptoms. So in truth, diabetes, the elevated blood sugar, the blood pressure, and the cholesterol are simply downstream symptoms that result from problems with the diet, the lifestyle, the environmental toxins that are interacting with our unique genetic susceptibilities. So this is the real cause of diabetes. And actually, there are studies that show that lowering your blood sugar too much when you have this condition actually puts you at higher risk. And I want to say that again because this is the Western way of treating diabetes. we try and lower people's blood sugar as much as we possibly can and keep it between these numbers, when in fact everyone's different and they can run a different blood sugar. And if there was a study that was done in 2008 and it was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it's called the ACCORD study, and it shows why our conventional treatment isn't working. So in this study, 10,000 patients with diabetes were designated to receive intensive or regular therapy to lower their blood sugar. So in other words, they were getting these different medications. And then they were monitored, and their risks for heart attack, stroke, and death were evaluated. Well, they actually had to stop the study after 3.5 years because it was evident that the aggressive blood sugar lowering had led to more deaths and heart attacks than if they hadn't been intervening. So this kind of explodes the way our conventional thinking works about lowering blood sugar, because diabetes is actually not a problem of blood sugar. It's a problem of insulin. So elevated blood sugar is actually a symptom of an underlying metabolic problem. So doing it with medication doesn't address the underlying issue. Okay, I want to say that again. I won't keep repeating myself, but this is really important. The real problem is called insulin resistance. It occurs when your diet's full of empty calories and an abundance of quickly absorbed sugars, liquid calories and carbohydrates like bread, pasta, rice, and potatoes. And when this happens, your cells actually become resistant to the effect of insulin. So you need more and more to do the same job of keeping your blood sugar even. And then you develop insulin resistance. So high insulin levels are the first sign of a problem. The higher your insulin levels are, the worse your insulin resistance is. And what are we doing for people with diabetes? We're giving them insulin. So as a result, your body starts to age and deteriorate. And in fact, insulin resistance is the single most important phenomenon that leads to heart disease, stroke, dementia, and cancer. So insulin resistance, how do you know you have it? Diabesity, insulin resistance, we're putting those in the same category. Usually you have too much belly fat. You're fatigued after your meals. You have sugar cravings. You have high triglycerides, a low, high-density lipoprotein level, high blood pressure, problems with blood clotting, and increased inflammation. So if you have one or more of those things on there, we need to kind of take a look at your sugar and how you're regulating it. So it can cause really substantial health problems. So while a genetic predisposition can play a role in diabesity, what we now know is that it's the ways in which your lifestyle and environment wash over your genes that create the changes in your moment-to-moment biological functioning that leads to health or disease. So these changes in gene expression or function are a result of the symptoms that we see in diabetes. So your symptoms are going to be your high blood sugar and your high blood pressure. All right, so a dietary shift is the problem that we need to actually tackle, right? And so we look at school lunches and we look at what our teenagers are eating and what we're eating. And I've talked about this on the show one other time where I said the average American today eats, do you know how much sugar?
I couldn't imagine. I don't know. Just guess. I have no idea.
How much sugar?
I don't know. Maybe 30% of what they take
well,
in?
Well, I don't know about percentage, but think about this. The average American eats 150 to 180 pounds of sugar a year.
Okay, well, that's on a big spectrum. that's disgusting.
That's over half a pound of sugar a day.
Okay, yeah, that's bad.
I know. And so when you think about it, that's the average American, and a lot of us are not eating that much sugar, so that means some are eating more than that.
Is this just sugar, or is this processed food that turns into sugar?
All of
that's included.
Okay. All of that. So
alcohol, white flour, sugar in your coffee. Okay.
Red Bull.
Strawberry milk.
Yeah, exactly. So we evolved from eating 22 teaspoons of sugar a year to that. 22 teaspoons is all we used to eat in a year, and now we're eating 180 pounds. So we're no longer eating in harmony with our genes. In the last 30 years, our sugar calories increasingly come from high fructose corn syrup. So have you heard that term, high fructose corn syrup?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay, so that's kind of the big bad guy, right? Yeah. And this is mostly in the form of liquid calories from soda, soft drinks, and sweetened beverages like that. So Dr. Walter Willett from the Harvard School of Public Health stated at a recent White House meeting on prevention and wellness that the two most important factors driving our obesity epidemic are sugar-sweetened drinks and the number of hours of television we watch a day.
Interesting.
So a number of nutrients are particularly important to prevent and treat diabetes, and those include vitamin D, chromium, magnesium, zinc, biotin, omega-3 fats, and antioxidants. So one of the things I do at Fern Life Center is I usually do a hair mineral analysis, and we check these micro and macronutrients to see, and it will show up if somebody's pancreas is suffering before a Western lab test shows diabetes. So remember, there's a big spectrum. This is a continuum between I crash after I eat or drink coffee, right? I hear that a lot from patients, and then I have to eat something to pick me up really quick. So they get this hypoglycemic thing going on. Or my appetite's completely gone, or I'm insatiable with my appetite. All these things are blood sugar control issues. It means our biochemical machinery is slowing down and kind of grinding to a halt. And of course, what happens then? We gain weight.
Right.
So by feeding your body the right information, you can actually turn off the genes that lead to diabetes and turn on the genes that lead to health. And so the key lies in the quality and the type of food you eat, not necessarily the calories you consume or the ratio of protein, fat, and carbohydrates in your diet. So that's an important factor. A lot of times we start counting like those percentages, and really it's the quality and and how much your specific body needs of all these different nutrients. So we're going to take a short break, but when we return, my next guest will fill us in on how we can measure our antioxidant intake, because that's one of the treatments for this. How much we need to avoid diabetes, like how many antioxidants do you really need? What's that measurement? It's called an ORAC score. So she'll give us a larger vision of how to live our life free of disease when we return.
Just imagine. Imagine a small and courageous group gathered to forever change what it means to be truly healthy in our world. And you can be part of that group at a free whole day event Saturday, May 8th, as we set in motion a health revolution of such significance that it will forever change what it means to be healthy, body, mind, spirit, and financially. Attend Impact 2010 and be a part of transforming lives as we impact 50,000 lives in the Puget Sound. That's Saturday, May 8th. Call 360-775-5788. Share the vision. Share your day at this free event and help transform lives. Call 360-775-5788 for details. Call now and be a part of the health revolution. 360-775-5788.
Imagine your physician prescribed you soothing synchronized massages from Two Therapists, a tension-easing treatment that relieves anxiety, ringing in the ears, and insomnia. Detoxifying steam treatments, or a diet prepared in-house for your unique needs. Experience what the people of India use to stay young and vibrant. The Panchakarma Therapy Program at Fern Life Center cleanses your body, mind, and spirit to achieve perfect health through the ancient Eastern medical wisdom of Ayurveda. Prepare your body for the change of seasons and melt away hidden stress with the Panchakarma treatment from Fern Life Center. Call 425-391-FERN or visit us in Issaquah to schedule your appointment with Keisha Ewers for your first consultation. Find out more information online at www.fernlifecenter.com. Fern Life Center's Panchakarma therapy. Detox, relax, and heal. Mention this ad and get a free detoxifying steam treatment with any regular massage. Good until the end of May.
Lewis and Clark would be proud. We're exploring new territory on the air every day right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Healthy Radio. This is Keisha Ewers, your wellness coach and advisor for today. And before we went to break, we were talking about insulin resistance and diabetes and obesity and some of the kind of pandemic insulin resistance that's going around right now, especially in our country. But it's kind of a global one at this point. And when we were on break, someone called in with a question. It was Mary from Redmond. And her question was, what do I think about sweet potatoes? So I think the sweet potato is a wonderful vegetable. I love it. But you have to also take into consideration your own body and what's going on. So if you're having problems metabolizing your blood sugar and keeping it at a good you know, space, then sweet potatoes do have a higher glycemic index, and that's an index that's used to kind of count how much sugar is in each kind of food. So peas and corn and carrots and sweet potatoes and some of the sweet squash family actually are higher on the glycemic index family of vegetables. So I usually tell my patients that are trying to lose weight or struggling a little bit with their pancreas function to have smaller amounts of sweet potatoes on their plate than they would greens, you know, so a nice big heaping plate of cooked spinach and have about three times more than that and smaller amount of a sweet potato. So I hope that helps, Mary, and thanks for calling in. And anybody that has questions like that, please feel free to call. The studio number here is 425-373-5527. So my next guest is actually going to segue right into this piece about insulin resistance. Her name is Robin Blank Mascari, and she has 25 years of experience as a trainer, a national speaker, and a coach in the corporate world, and was one of the earliest licensees with the Covey Leadership Center from Stephen R. Covey. And as a first-time professional in network marketing, Robin built a multi-million dollar business consistently ahead of the company average growth. So welcome to Healthy You Radio Network, Robin.
Well, thank you, Keisha. It's great to be with you today, and thank you so much for addressing a topic that most everyone needs to be aware of and sensitive to, and that's insulin resistance, because it's so epidemic, like you said, a pandemic.
Right.
And I got involved in the business I'm in because finding health products that can help people really, really make a difference in their well-being and health and choices easily is of great interest to me, and I had some great results, so I couldn't not share. And this insulin piece and overweight, so many people battle with weight issues, as I have pretty much most of my life. And the more I understand about what you just shared about low glycemic foods and getting our blood balanced, makes such a difference in making it easier to lose weight.
Well, you know,
so I heard of something recent. Did you want to share something?
Yeah, you know, just along those lines, I wanted to put a shout out for a book that's called Potatoes Not Prozac. And her name is Kathleen DeMaison. She's a PhD researcher that wrote this book. And she talks a lot, and this is a lot for Mary's question, about overt sugar versus covert sugar and that glycemic index and how we get addicted to sugar.
And, oh, boy.
Yeah, it's a problem throughout our society right now because we're self-medicating for other places in our life that we may feel are not so sweet.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
And we're on this, you know, unhealthy cycle because then we have the cravings for sweets, and then if people are diabetic then and they're having sweets, then they need more insulin, and then there's more weight issues, and then it's just this really sad cycle. And so to break the cycle is really important for people to find ways that are easy to make healthier choices. And that sugar is in so many things. And so I found something that really worked for me, and I wanted to share a little bit about it, if that's okay.
Yes, because I'm having you on the show today because I've taken a lot of my patients off of all these unhealthy foods, and then what they're left with is feeling good, but not able to fit into their lives so well. Like if somebody's having a birthday party or something's going on with a celebration, sugar's a part of our cultural celebratory process. And so when I was introduced to Shosai chocolate, I was very excited because it was something I could give to my patients and say, okay, look, here's something you can put back in your diet now. So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
I'd love to. People don't like to be deprived.
And, no, they don't.
You know, and if people feel deprived, then sometimes after being deprived for so long, they go the extreme. And I think a lot of us know about that. So to find something that actually satisfies that sweet taste, but my favorite part, really, there's so many different benefits of a Shosai healthy chocolate, but the number one favorite one for me is that I've noticed, and everyone I've talked to has noticed, it cuts the cravings for refined sugars and carbs. And if we can start the cycle with just that, because a lot of us know we don't want to be eating those sweet things, but we have those cravings to do it, like you said, to maybe substitute for some of the other things that may not be so sweet in our life, and without even trying. And so it doesn't require discipline. So when you go to a restaurant and you've had some of this delicious Belgian chocolate, and it's really important that the audience knows that all chocolate is not created equal.
That's right.
Chocolate is in the news in a big way, and when you really do a little deeper research to realize the cacao plant as a plant has 300 health benefits. But by the time we get it as chocolate, it's been highly processed, highly heated, added refined sugars, fats, waxes, all kinds of unhealthy things, and it turns into a confection that is not good for us. But the raw cacao is very good for us. What makes Josai chocolate different, it doesn't have a lot of those things in it, and it hasn't been exposed to high heat. So much of the health properties, so many of them have maintained, so the health benefits are tremendous in so many dimensions. And it does really reduce insulin usage for people and lowers insulin resistance, which is quite dramatic. The founder of the company's name is Jeanette Brooks, and she's a type 2 diabetic, and she was severely overweight. She was obese. And she learned the health properties and started consuming the chocolate and with chocolate nibs, pure raw cacao, and started doing more and more research, and that's where this cold process came from. And she was able to reduce her insulin intake of 125 units a day down to 10.
That's
and
wonderful.
In addition, isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. She lost 120 pounds.
Yeah.
Now, if you ask Jeanette, she'll say it's not just the chocolate. What it really did is it broke that cycle I was talking about,
right?
That unhealthy backward cycle. And so when the cravings start to change and you don't want to have as many refined sugars and processed carbs, then you might want to start feeling better and losing some weight and then making other healthy choices like walking a little bit more and then losing some more weight and then making more healthy food choices. So it becomes a really healthy cycle. And that's really what we're looking for, is a way for people to support themselves and not feel deprived. And ideally, if people want to lose weight, chocolate has been proven to increase lean body mass, reduce cravings for sweets, and actually reduce appetite. So taken about 30 minutes before a meal, people can have, you know, when we sit down in a nice restaurant and there's that big basket of bread in front of us, and if you had your chocolate, the tendency to want to gobble up the whole basket isn't there the way it used to.
Isn't that remarkable? So have your chocolate before you, so that you don't eat the bread.
And, you know, what's also fun is you being a healthcare practitioner, you know, and I think anyone on the show that's listening realizes we know the good things to be doing, but that doesn't mean we do them.
That's right.
And compliance, and it may be the best herb, the best, you know, natural supplement, the best whatever to take, but sometimes we don't take it. And what I love about chocolate, we don't have a compliance problem.
Now, with this healthy chocolate, the Josai healthy chocolate, there is actually a measurement that the American Agricultural Association came up with to talk about micronutrients in foods. And one of those is a value called the ORAC value, or an oxygen radical absorbance capacity score.
Yeah.
And that's measured to see the antioxidant levels in a food. So the higher the ORAC score, then that means the food's high in antioxidants. And I think a simple way of sort of explaining antioxidants or oxidation is to understand oxidation as rust attacking metal, because that's what's happening. It's oxidating, right? And
correct.
So when the rust eats away the metal, then the metal starts to weaken and decay until things no longer work. And that's exactly what happens in the body when free radicals are attacking the organs and the cells and the other parts of the body. They can be weakened by oxidation, much the same way that rust attacks your car. So this leads to diseases like cancer and skin problems and heart diseases and senile dementia, all of our favorites, as well as osteoarthritis. So if something that's really tasty like that can provide a really high ORAC value, then that's actually going to lead to even greater compliance. So that's really nice.
It's very exciting. And this is going to be a fun one, because honestly, what we learned about chocolate in the early stages is 9 out of 10 people crave chocolate.
That's right.
And 1 out of 2 actually must have it every day.
Yeah.
Every day. Now, honestly, my husband and I were the 1 out of 10 that didn't crave chocolate. So this whole world of chocolate was very new to us. And we turned in from the 1 out of 10 to the 1 out of 2. And because what happens, and then when we heard we were supposed to have chocolate three times a day, and we just couldn't comprehend the possibility of that. I know there's several listeners that say, well, yay. But we started having chocolate three times a day, and antioxidants don't store in our body, so you want to spread them out throughout the day. And if you have it before a meal, you know, chocolate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, well, it may be one of the four food groups. And the answer, you know, you can get a 33-calorie piece of delicious Belgian chocolate that has the antioxidants of at least a half a pound of spinach.
Now, I want to clarify this, because when you say Belgian chocolate, we're not talking about any Belgian chocolate, okay? Because it has to be this process that's cold processed and everything's preserved in it, because it's that cacao that's so important in there. So you can't go to a gourmet chocolate place and ask for their finest Belgian chocolate and have this effect.
And that is so correct, Keisha. This is the only chocolate in the world that has this exclusive worldwide patent on the cold processing that maintains the health properties that we're talking about. You can eat, you know, high-end chocolates, and you're getting some great candy.
Right.
And you can buy, this is from Belgium, that's why it's called Belgian chocolate. And for those of you that are the chocolate connoisseurs out there in the world, some people, it just has to be chocolate. Other people are very, very picky about their chocolate. And the high-end connoisseurs have Belgian chocolate high on the food chain.
So there's a kind of chocolate that is under the Chausai chocolate, and we'll come back and talk about this. We have to take a break, but that actually has a probiotic in it, and it happens to be my favorite in this line of chocolate, and it's called Showbiotic, and I make sure I have three of those a day because it actually contributes to your gastrointestinal health too. So there are a lot of really amazing benefits. So we have to take a short break, and when we return, we're going to have Robin talk to us a little bit about sharing the process that we can use to be highly effective people, because you have been trained by the person that kind of coined that phrase, right?
I am, and I did.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, thank you. When we return, we'll talk about being a highly effective person and reaching our highest potential.
Just imagine. Imagine a small and courageous group gathered to forever change what it means to be truly healthy in our world. And you can be part of that group at a free whole day event Saturday, May 8th, as we set in motion a health revolution of such significance that it will forever change what it means to be healthy, body, mind, spirit, and financially. Attend Impact 2010. And be a part of transforming lives as we impact 50,000 lives in the Puget Sound. That's Saturday, May 8th. Call 360-775-5788. Share the vision. Share your day at this free event and help transform lives. Call 360-775-5788 for details. Call now and be a part of the health revolution. 360-775-5788. The Fern Life Center's Fern Simples collection introduces a line of all-natural Ayurvedic body creams designed to put you on the path to perfect health. Formulated by local medical professionals, Fern Simples Ayurvedic body creams tone, detoxify, and heal using ancient Ayurvedic recipes. Experience the healing power of a gentle lemon mist, or escape into nirvana with body creams for your unique body type. The Fern Simples Ayurvedic body creams. Essential oils soothe your skin while the scent whisks you into a state of balanced healing. Experience a piece of perfect health with the Fern Simples collection at the Fern Life Center in Issaquah. Call today, 425-391-FERN. That's 425-391-FERN.
Forget their space and come check out our space on the web, 1150kknw.com, and find out about Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's
it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio, everybody. This is Keisha Ewers, and joining me today is Robin Blank Mascari, who is a trainer and a coach, and also a wonderful Shosai Healthy Chocolate networker. So we were talking about this chocolate and how it affects your health, and the ORAC value, or the way to understand how many antioxidants are in your food. And we were talking on break, and I said, I never told everyone where they can get Shosai chocolate. So at Fern Life Center, we have Shosai chocolate. And people that are trying to lose weight, I'll usually say, this is the thing you can have every day. You know, this is your treat, and it's healthy, and you're not going to actually have the insulin resistance to this like you will to other chocolate. So use this. So on Saturday, there's a big event talking about this, right, Robin?
There is.
So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
I'd be happy to. Let me step back a little bit, because it's to be in this world and to live our potential, we've got to be healthy. Mm-hmm. And I wish we could clone you, Keisha, all over the country, because you have such a wisdom about all the different dimensions of health that could just change people's lives. So when we find a product or something that's so easy, it's such a gift. And I've been involved with Shosai Healthy Chocolate for several years now, and I've literally seen people's lives transformed from eating chocolate, from getting their health back. And once we have our health, then we can step into our true potential in the world. We really can't be out there doing extraordinary things and living, you know, full out, unless we're really healthy. So when we find resources, I think it's really important to share the good news. So this Saturday, that's what we're going to be doing. There's a fabulous group of leaders in the Puget Sound area that have aligned on a really powerful vision, and they're calling it Impact 2010. And this is a vision that is here to really create a movement of impacting the lives of 50,000 people in the Puget Sound area, creating their dream life, being healthy and being wealthy and being able to be of service and contribute back to our world. So we're going to be sharing on Saturday about this movement and inviting people to join us. We're looking for people that want to take that next step in their life, in their health, in their lifestyle, to create a lifestyle that really supports what's most important to them. And I want to share a little bit from a friend of mine who's a 3-time Olympian, and she created something called Olympian Thinking, and how ordinary people do extraordinary things. And her name is Marilyn King, and she talks about passion, vision, and action. And the passion is that source of energy and creativity that we have deep within us. And then the vision of being so clear on where we want to go with that, and, you know, what direction we want to take that. And this group in the Puget Sound area has this powerful vision, but truly we've got to take action. And I invite everyone in the listening audience, whether you come join us on Saturday or not, but to really go deep in your life and in your world for a few quiet moments and ask, what's something, and this is a question from Stephen Covey that I was privileged to work with, and he said, if there's one thing you can do that would make the biggest difference in your personal life, and I'm going to add personal health, what would that be? And I challenge you to take action and do that. And when you take a look at your professional life, because we're the same person, personally and professionally, if we're not happy in one of the two areas, we need to make some changes if you do want to be happy. So what one thing would make the biggest difference in your professional life? If you were to do that, it would have a huge impact. So back to passion, vision, action. If we have just passion and vision without action, we're dreamers. And I think a lot of us know a lot of people that, you know, have great passion with great vision, but don't do anything about it. And if we have passion with no vision and we take action, many times that kind of ends up looking like a workaholic.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us know those people.
Yeah.
You know, there's just not a vision for what could your life be like, you know, for truly living full out. And then if we have no passion, but we have vision and action, we can have limited success. And I think a lot of people are in that place. They're just missing out on that passion. but to truly have exceptional human performance, we want to have all three of those components, passion plus vision plus action, to get to that place. So on Saturday, that's what we're inviting people to attend, a time to take out for yourself, to learn about how to step into that dream lifestyle for yourself, to learn about a product and a business that can actually transform your life, your health, your wealth, and those of the people you love. From what we shared today, I think everybody knows people that have insulin challenges, whether they're hypoglycemic, hyperglycemic, diabetic, insulin resistance at whatever level. They will love you if you share Shosai chocolate, because it's something delicious that can help them break some of the unhealthy cycles in their life. And it lowers blood pressure. It helps people in so many ways. It makes you feel good. It makes you happy. So we're inviting people to join this movement and to participate with us. If you want more information, you can call 360-775-5788 to learn about the event, or send an email at team2010impact@yahoo.com and leave accurate information. We'll send you a flyer. It's free to attend. It starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. It's at MBA of King County, which is in Bellevue, and it's 335 116th Avenue Southeast. We welcome everybody. If you're the kind of person that's ready to, you know, it's springtime, and in spring a lot of us make some, you know, choices for renewal and cleaning out. And I know Keisha does a lot about cleaning out our GI system, because it's where so much of our immunity. So we want to clean our world on the inside and out and make some healthy choices. And we'd love to have you join us.
And I'm going to be speaking on Saturday, actually, about gastrointestinal health and probiotics and balancing your microflora. So I will be there speaking.
I am so excited to meet you, Keisha, in person. And most people do not understand that, you know, our internal systems and our GI tract are 80% of our immunity, aren't they?
It's true, 80% of the immunity, and it's measured with a score that's an SIGA score. And I've seen a pathetically low score for 100% of my patients that I've tested, 100%. And that's really awful. There's not been one person that I have tested that's been up in the normal range on this. And what that says to me is that the standard American diet is SAD, is what it stands for, SAD, standard American diet. And the other part of it is that score goes down for every 5 minutes that somebody is upset, angry. Every time you have a negative reactivity, it takes 8 hours for your body to recover from that. So if you're frustrated, irritable, angry, sad, and grief, all of those things, it takes your body a long time to recover. 8 hours for every 5 minutes of reactivity. And so my whole vision around this is to share with people ways that are tools to help them understand their purpose in life, to have the follow their passion, take action in a way that I call sacred activism, that they're listening to their higher selves and putting that to work. And so, you know, having you here in town on Saturday to give those tips for people to reach, you know, their vision and activate their passion and take action in a way that has a structure, to me, is one of the greatest pathways to health. And so I appreciate you coming and doing that. That's really wonderful.
Thank you so much, Keisha. This is the most important work, and there is the leverage point right there, starting at the place that everybody needs. And I'll be coming off of an evening with the owner of the company in Portland, and she's going to be introducing our new high antioxidant chocolate weight loss system. So I'll be sharing about that too, and we're very excited about that.
Great. All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, Robin, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks, Keisha.
All right, so tune in tomorrow for ways to avoid bringing toxins into your home inadvertently. My guest will be King County's eco-consumer expert, and he'll help us vote with our dollars and keep ourselves and our children healthy at the same time. So thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you tomorrow.